September 77, Port Elizabeth, weather fine. It was business as usual in Police Room 619. Oh,
that was Peter Gabriel, Biko, the song he wrote about Stephen Biko. And on this day in 1977, August the 12th, Stephen Biko was arrested at a roadblock by the South African police, leader of the student movement, who was then tortured to death by the South African police, and they tried to cover it up as a suicide. We'll be talking more about him on the anniversary of his passing next month, but remember him today, Stephen Biko, arrested at a roadblock by the South African police in 1977 as he fought apartheid, a nonviolent revolutionary. And on this day in 1958, some interesting things did happen. This was the day that the Hawaiian flag was lowered from its mast in Hawaii by the American government when they took over Hawaii, because Dole Pineapple, yes, Dole, the company that serves us our pineapple for the most part in America, wanted Hawaii to make sure that it could continue controlling its growth of pineapple for the rest of the world. Remember that very famous photograph by Art Kane, when 57 of the most famous jazz musicians were sitting on a porch step on the stoop in Harlem? It was taken on this day in 1958, that very famous day, a great day in Harlem, it was called, in front of the Brownstone in New York. On this day, that photograph was taken. And this is a day many tragedies came forth in our world. On this day in 1965, Jonathan Daniels, who was an Episcopal priest from Massachusetts, was killed and along with another priest, Richard Morrison, was seriously wounded when the racists attacked in Georgia, in Lowndes County, Alabama, I should say, in 1965. Happened on this day, August the 12th. And this is the day in 1969 in Northern Ireland. Violence erupted. The Apprentice Boys of Derry March took place. It was a march for freedom and independence by the Irish Catholics in Northern Ireland. It was viciously attacked. 3-day riots took place after that. This is the beginning of those in 1969. And on this day in 1976, over 3,000 Palestinians were murdered, massacred in the Tel al-Zatar massacre during the Lebanese Civil War. And much of this was laid at the doorstep of the Israeli army. Not that they did it, they allowed it to happen on this day in 1976. And to end on a fairly happy note, in 1990, the great August Wilson, his Play the Piano Lesson, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama on this day in 1990. It was his second Pulitzer Prize for August Wilson. He won one in 1981 for Fences. The great August Wilson, the American Shakespeare, on this day wins his second Pulitzer Prize. That's this day in history, August the 12th. For the rest of this day in history, just go to steinershow.org. It'll all be right there. We're hearing Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits was born on this day in 1949. And I can't be with you all this week, but we have incredible guest hosts sitting in for me to continue our discussions right here on the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM. And today, Dr. John Bullock, professor of political science at Towson University, sits in to host the Mark Steiner Show.
A love-struck Romeo sings.